Welcome to the No Spin News, Wednesday, November 13th, 2019. Fight for your freedom. All right, the impeachment situation today, almost impossible to watch it. Very dry, very slow, very convoluted. But I'm here to tell you what happened, and because I'm a simple man, I translate it into very simple terms. Now, I tweeted a bunch of stuff, and I'm going to That is basically live time, so I'm going to go over those with you because it's much better than recollecting what I heard hours ago. But let's just go down the list of what happened. So at 10:10, the House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff opened the hearing. Now, Schiff has already declared President Trump guilty of something, not exactly sure what. 11:20, Devin Nunes, the ranking minority member, a Republican congressman, you know, pretty much Nunes has already acquitted Donald Trump. So we got through that. Then there were two lead guests. I don't know if you call them guests. I guess it would be. State Department official George Kent didn't have much to say. He's a swamp creature. I'm not saying that in a derogatory way to Mr. Kent, but he's, you know, a career diplomat, works at the State Department, knows a lot about Ukraine. And then the star witness was the acting U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, Bill Taylor. Now, Taylor, he's an important witness. And I'm going to run a soundbite in a moment. But first, I'm going to give you my tweets. Then I'm going to go to the soundbites. Those are the only two guys. And then, of course, the congresspeople, pro and con. But, there wasn't a lot of revelation. There was some hearsay. Ambassador Taylor said, I heard about a call that the president, somebody overheard him, and he said that he wanted information on Biden. Let me just settle that right now. Donald Trump would love information about Joe Biden, derogatory information. He'd love it. He'll go anywhere in the world to get it. He'd go to space to get it. Does everybody understand that? President Trump wants derogatory information about former Vice President Joe Biden. He wants. All right. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But did he break any laws trying to get it? Did he blackmail anybody? Did he mug anybody? Doesn't seem so. So when all you hear about is Biden, let's just all say what's true. President Trump believes Joe Biden is corrupt. I have that in the United States of Trump, my book. That's not any bulletin. And he would like to have information that proves that for two reasons. Because he's obsessed with the 2016 election and believes the Obama administration did a lot of bad things, and that's why Attorney General Barr is investigating it. And two, he wants to eliminate Biden from the presidential race. That's it. Now, if I were president, would I want information about a political opponent who may be corrupt? Yeah, I would. Would I ask a sitting president of another country if I believe that that person may have been involved in corruption in that country to find out? Yeah, I would. And you would too. Okay, so here's my tweet. 11:41, I said, the lead witness, Ambassador Taylor, is angry that U.S. aid to Ukraine was held up while President Trump pressured the new Ukrainian president to look into possible corruption. That is why Taylor is there. And Taylor has become a Trump critic. Taylor disagrees with Donald Trump about how the aid was given to Ukraine. It was given, but it was held up for about 6 weeks. That's Taylor's beef, period. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Attention. If you owe the IRS, this is an important announcement. COVID relief is over and the IRS is ramping up like never before, sending out millions of collection letters to start 2024. Do you owe $10,000 or more or have unfiled returns? Now is the time to act. The IRS can garnish your wages, seize your property, and they can even take your home or your business. Don't let the IRS take advantage of you. It's time to call Tax Network USA. Their team of experienced tax lawyers has already saved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. They know how to negotiate with the IRS and can help you too. Visit TNUSA.com or call 1-800-245-6000. Again, that's 1-800-245-6000. Don't wait until it's too late. Take control of your tax situation today with Tax Network USA. 1-800-245-6000. Call now.
Okay, Harvard. Now, some of you know I received a master's degree from the Kennedy School of Government at Harvard, and when I went there, I learned a lot, and I had a good time, and I liked it. Now it's crazy land. It is. And this is what happens when you put a bad president in charge of a university. It happened to Marist College, my undergrad. They hired this idiot from Chicago. He destroyed the whole place in less than 3 years. That's what happens. Same thing happened at Harvard. They got no leadership in there. So the student council voted 15-13 to condemn the Harvard Crimson, which is the newspaper. And it's good. Those kids know what they're doing there. All right? It's a good college paper. So all the Crimson did was they covered a group called Act on a Dream, which wants every illegal alien legalized, no border protections, none of that. They covered a demonstration that said abolish ICE, of course. That's what the loons are going to say. So they called ICE, the Harvard Crimson reporters, to get a comment. This is why the Harvard student government's condemning the newspaper. Now, if I were the newspaper, I would rip up the student government. I would just, you know, take a weapon to them, symbolically, not literally. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Are you an individual or business owner facing the heavy burden of back taxes, levies, or wage garnishments? Life's challenges, especially those brought on by the economic impact of COVID-19, can take a toll on your financial well-being. Congress is pushing for relief, urging the IRS to eliminate over $1 billion in tax penalties and interest. But America First Tax Group is here to help you claim your share of these billions in tax relief before the IRS can take it out of your pockets. Call them now at 800-431-5684. The IRS has people working against you, but it's time to turn the tables. America First Tax Group is a full-service tax boutique that puts clients first. They understand the stress of dealing with tax problems, and they'll be your guide through the process. Don't wait. Time is of the essence. Call America First Tax Group now at 800-431-5684. That's 800-431-5684. Or visit AmericaFirstTaxGroup.com/Tucker.
All right, here's the final thought of the day. Do you hate anybody? I mean, really wish them ill? That's what hatred is. If you want another human being to suffer because of whatever reason. And surely some of the anti-Trump people want Donald Trump to suffer. No doubt about it, that's hate. So as a Christian, you're not allowed to hate. But, you know, there are exceptions, as there are in every religion and every doctrine. So if you're fighting the Nazis and they're exterminating innocent people, you hate them and you want to destroy them. You want to hurt them. Okay, that's not a sin. But if somebody injures you and you're harboring a grudge, you got to look at it. You got to step back and look at it. Now, sometimes hatred is warranted. I try to stay away from that, but I got to confess, sometimes I fail. There have been people who have harmed me and my family grievously. And I try not to think about them unless I can do something about the harm. And then I'll do that. But I try not to dwell on that. But it's natural human emotion. Now, people say, well, you're a Christian. You have to forgive like Jesus did on the cross. Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Problem is, these people knew what they were doing. They bore false witness or they attacked me in a way that was meant to cause harm. And so I got to think about all of that. However, overall, if you're a hater, if you're hating people you don't know for ideology or any of that, it's going to make you unhappy. Ignore them. Dismiss them. Unless they are a clear and present danger to you. If they're a danger to the country or your community or whatever, oppose them. But hatred is usually a destructive thing. Sometimes, as I said, you're on a line there. But if you can dismiss most of that hatred, you'll be better off. We'll see you tomorrow with an analysis of the press coverage, which is going to be grisly, I can assure you. Check out Hannity O'Reilly. We have it posted on the website, and we'll see you tomorrow.